Welcome to Walking Between the Worlds with Al Mean. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Al Mean.
Just how much power involved in manipulating our environment is life-enhancing? How do we know when events are meant to be accepted and when they can be changed? These and other questions regarding this power within us we will explore as we look at the great power inherent within us, the power of intent. Learn how to balance the sovereignty of our roles as co-creators of our reality with our full surrender to higher guidance. Just what is intent? For eons of time, Toltec seers called intent the most powerful force in the cosmos, yet they could not define what it was. Well, what intent was quite simply the emotion of the infinite being. And life unfolded according to the emotion that pulses through the divine being's heart, more feminine than masculine, so we shall call the infinite the divine mother goddess that birthed all life. The power of intent, the emotion of the infinite. There is a great deal to do with emotions in how the power of intent unfolds through us. Now, why is it that we have shied away from the self-determination and self-empowerment on so many occasions in our lives? Loved ones, perhaps part of the problem is that we have not understood the great and glorious heritage through which we have been created. As the poet William Wordsworth said, "We come trailing clouds of glory from afar." Mothers, children, heirs to the kingdom. Yet we have felt like servants at the gate. The self-knowledge that would give us the comfort zone, the confidence, comes in the deep and silent places of our soul. The Lebanese poet Khalil Gibran, in his book The Prophet, writes on self-knowledge. And the man said, "Speak to us of self-knowledge." And he answered, saying, "Your hearts know in silence the secrets of the days and the nights. Let your ears thirst for the sound of your heart's knowledge." Beloved ones, it is for this reason that we have often taken another's advice against our better judgment. Because when we live in the place of the dialogue within our minds, it demands concrete evidence of the senses. But if we take time to live deeply and meaningfully from the place of silence, whose temple is within our hearts, we become our own highest guidance system. And it is then that we will know indeed which portions of life lie within our volition to change and which should be accepted. Now I continue. "But your ears thirst for the sound of your heart's knowledge. You would know in words that which you have always known in thought. You would touch with your fingers the naked body of your dreams. And it is well you should. the hidden wellspring of your soul, must needs rise and run murmuring to the sea. And the treasure of your infinite depths would be revealed to your eyes. But let there be no scales to weigh your unknown treasure. And seek not the depths of your knowledge with staff or sounding line. In other words, my brothers and sisters, what he is saying, do not second guess the pure promptings and effortless knowing that comes through your heart. Build a sound and useful relationship with the murmurings that comes from the boundless sea, the ocean of life within you. For self is a sea boundless and measureless. Say not, I have found the truth, but rather, I have found a truth. Say not, I have found the path of the soul. Say rather, I have met the soul walking upon my path. For the soul walks upon all paths. The soul walks not upon a line, neither does it grow like a reed. The soul unfolds itself like a lotus of countless petals. It is important that this self-knowledge gives us the courage and determination to move forward upon the promptings of our heart. For it is there where all potential becomes actualized. Beloved ones, there are seven bodies around each other like Russian dolls clustered inside each other, with our physical being the core. This forms what is called the luminous cocoon of man, for it resembles a luminous egg to those who have eyes to see. The seventh body has come out of our life force center, which was until very recently located behind the belly button. And with trillions and trillions of light fibers emanating out of it, going through all the other bodies, the seventh body was formed. Within those light fibers lie potential. All potential existing within the cosmos. Those light fibers, in fact, originated from the life force center, which is zero point energy. Recently, that was moved up in the early part of 2007 to now be located in the heart. More than ever, the heart can guide us. Previously, the heart could but guide us as to the promptings given it by our higher, more etheric selves, if you will. But now, it not only can guide us as to our own potential for the blueprint we designed for our own lives, but it can in fact give us the potential lying dormant that perhaps no other being has ever explored within all the cosmos. My brothers and sisters, that potential is for us to do with what we will. In the cosmos, since August of 2006, a new gridwork exists, and it is in fact formed from four large wheels intersecting each other like a six-pointed star. I guess that makes an eight-pointed star. These large wheels are comprised of the 12 rings in one of the wheels that make up the ring of the wheel of emotions. Each of those rings is comprised of a frequency that is two emotions, one a negative receptive polarity, the other one a positive proactive polarity, pulsing between them. For example, I have written about joy and passion as one of these rings in Journey to the Heart of God. The rings of emotions are fully explained in the book entitled The Ring of Truth. These 24, 12 pairs of emotions form one of the large wheels. Another such wheel exists that is called the states of being. The states of being, again, have 12 frequency bands. They are stationary. They do not move just like the others. And they, too, have 24 states of being that pulsate in pairs between each other. These intersect at 90 degree angles. And then we shall look at what the next wheel is. But first, let me tell you, one of the states of being, which is what we are speaking of today, is manifestation and inevitability.
The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
You've been walking between the worlds with Al Mean. To learn more about Al Mean and the mystical keys of life, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
One of these states of being in this large ring that intersects the pure emotions at a 90-degree angle, as we have said, manifestation and inevitability, this will in fact be the topic that we are looking at. Because there are portions of life that are part of the inevitable blueprint that is designed for the unfolding of all life within the cosmos. In that instance, we are a thread within the tapestry. Our thread is designed to emerge at specific times with a specific color, and at other times to be on the back of the tapestry, out of sight. And so we have come back and forth from lifetime to lifetime, forming part of the large picture. The inevitability provides us with key guidelines in our lives. It is when we meet our partners, when someone dear to us dies. It is when multiple things like that happen. Brothers and sisters, those are the things that are part of the waft and the weave of the actual tapestry's base. It is through this that we make manifestation happen, where we make our designs, where our thread glitters and glows as a golden thread amongst the others. There is a percentage of our life that has been inevitable before. It was recently changed to 50%. It had been 80% before, with 20% able to choose and create our own life. But now, the Divine Mother of all life has made it 50-50. Now there are two other wheels that intersect these, and they lie at 45 degree angles to the two we've already discussed, so that all in all it's this beautiful 8-petaled flower. And the next one is heart energies. And then the remaining one is called physical expressions. Both of those, yet again, have 24, forming 12 pairs and comprising 12 each frequency bands, like the grids that hold open the space for life to unfold within, that we know as the cosmos. When we are in accordance with divine will and through the promptings of our heart, experiencing ourselves creating our life, it is good to know that we are living these states of being, these physical expressions. The states of being, for example, is praise and glory, exploration and harmony, gratitude and guidance, discernment and transparency, understanding and reflection, embrace and ecstasy, manifestation and inevitability, oneness and contentment, integration and evolution, play and flexibility, perception and power, retention and conductivity. Do we yet hold back and still fear that we might create in some way chaos if we take up this responsibility? Beloved ones, the 11th band, perception and power, has been a place in which great distortion in the past has taken place. That is because the polarity was reversed. You see, we used power as the positive pole, the proactive one, that will, in fact, try and dominate life, forcing its will upon others. Perception has been seen as the feminine, the result of this living in a place of power. But not so. Perception is, in fact, and should be, the proactive masculine pole. It is the one that seeks, not the power. Personal power, to create with the power of our intentions greater and greater harmony in our life, comes as a result of perception. Fear not. When all things are done from the largest experience and impeccability, there are no mistakes. What exactly is impeccability? Beloved ones, we look back over our life and we cringe at the mistakes. We feel that somehow we should have known better, not understanding that they have been our greatest teachers, and had we not made them, we would not have the perception today to look back and wish we hadn't. Impeccability does not mean that we have all knowledge, but it does mean that the intent of our heart is pure and clear, and that as we move forward, we cannot see the large tapestry. We cannot know the purpose of those inevitable portions of our lives, but we can create gloriously through our heart's expressions and the states of being and the physical expressions, as well as those 12 pure emotions. Not a tavern of our life, not one where we are addicted to form, but a temple through which the infinite breathes life into the desires of our hearts. Impeccability means that we simply act from the highest promptings of those beautiful attributes at all times. We will not know their voice unless we seek to live them, unless we seek to put fun, creativity, beauty, joy, humor, passion, all those exquisite things that are part of the emotional pairs back into our life. You see, impeccability means simply to act from our highest truth and from the authenticity of the core of our heart, the core of our being. All of these rings of pure emotions and heart energies and states of being, they all bring us to one point: authentic living from the heart. Beloved ones, I have looked at the mistakes in my life, and so many times I have wished they weren't made and I could have seen more. And when I have asked the Divine Mother why I made them, they were no mistakes at all. Those of you who are listening to my voice are the major way showers of our planet. Believe me, in your lives you will find the same. Do not wait for the voice of reason. Learn about the richness and wealth of your inner senses, and then respond. For the voice of reason, clinging to its old learning modalities, might cause you to react. Fools react. Masters respond. The tools of the unknown are the deep feelings of your heart and the effortless knowing that comes from living in an expanded state, knowing yourself to be not your small identity, but a being as vast as the cosmos, having a human experience, a consciousness superimposed over all that is. There is a most beautiful piece written by Khalil Gibran at the end of the book, The Prophet. And he speaks of himself as a teacher and a student. As you live and create that 50% of your life that is manifestation, the words that I am about to give you would be wise to remember that arrogance not take the place of the humility of the master. For as you manifest, you shall rise above others. It is good to live in the inner place where humility reigns.
The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Key series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
You've been walking between the worlds with Al Mean. To learn more about Al Mean and the mystical keys of life, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
And I read from the book, The Prophet. And Almitra, the seeress, said, "Blessed be this day and this place, and your spirit that has spoken. Was it I who spoke? Was I not also a listener? We wanderers, ever seeking the lonelier way, begin no day where we have ended another day, and no sunrise finds us where sunset left us. Even while the earth sleeps, we travel. We are the seeds of the tenacious plant, and it is in our ripeness and our fullness of heart that we are given to the wind and are scattered." What he is saying is forsake any tendency to seek sameness in your life. For the price of that is authentic living. It is comfortable to be part of the tribe. It is comfortable to find acceptance mirrored in the eyes of those who want you to be like them. But it is the depth of yourself in which genius is born. And it is there where the power of intent arises from the promptings of the divine one life to lead you into expressing that which is more glorious than the tribe could ever have imagined. Thus, isolation, my brothers and sisters, in terms of authentic living only, and aloneness in times of seeking counsel, might be the price of greatness. And I continue to read, "Brief were my days among you, and briefer still the words I have spoken. But should my voice fade in your ears, and my love vanish in your memory, then I will come again, and with a richer heart, and lips more yielding to the Spirit, will I speak. Yea, I shall return with the tide." So many spiritual teachers have never progressed beyond the stages of ego identification, have not silenced the mind, and their words are always the same. And they do not speak, my brothers and sisters, with a richer heart and lips more yielding to the Spirit from day to day. They say in the sameness that was acceptable to their students. They cannot lead you out of the bowl that is the fishbowl of existence in which life is ego-dominated. It is within the depth of your heart that you will find that which takes you beyond and out of the fishbowl, or from teachers who are not afraid to contradict their yesterday's truth. For today's truth is not tomorrow's truth. For truth is spontaneously created through the heart. It is not to be sought. And a master that truly lives will speak higher and higher wisdom, and you can evolve side by side, for you will also be such a one's teacher. And I continue, "And though death may hide me, and the greater silence enfold me, yet again will I seek your understanding, and not in vain will I seek. If aught I have said is truth, that truth shall reveal itself in a clearer voice and in words more kin to your thoughts. I go with the wind, people of Orphalese, but not down into emptiness. And if this day is not a fulfillment of your needs and my love, then let it be a promise till another day. Know, therefore, that from the greater silence I shall return. The one that speaks in this book, as Gibran gives him a voice, is the way a master lives, not seeking to persuade, for he has nothing to prove. He but sows the seeds upon the barren ground and the fertile. And for those for whom these truths ring in their hearts, for them it is meant. But such a one, as explained here, is the one with the large perspective, having nothing to prove, knows that he has everything to learn, and living with full awareness, each moment fully, knows that if he were to return again to the same people, that he would be deeper and broader and wiser. Therefore, if his truth today was not what they were meant to hear, he knew that he would come again with a higher truth. And if they could not receive his love that day, his loving has changed them, and they may be able to receive it tomorrow. And I continue, the mist that drifts away at dawn, leaving but dew in the fields, shall rise and gather into a cloud, and shall fall down in rain. And not unlike the mist have I been. In the stillness of the night, I have walked in your streets, and my spirit has entered your houses, and your heartbeats were in my heart, and your breath was upon my face, and I knew you all. I knew your joy and your pain, and in your sleep your dreams were my dreams, and oftentimes I was among you, a lake among the mountains. What he is saying here is that the power of our intentions, my brothers and sisters, will be pure. It will be clear. For you see, it's always that, if we live it from the grand perspective. And the grand perspective, we are one. In the grand perspective, I am in your mind and in your heart and in your house. And in the grand perspective, not even death can separate anyone. It is therefore from this perspective that our voice becomes the infinite voice. And our commands for the awareness that is the substance of all things hoped for, that surrounds our being, that it will cluster into manifested reality according to the desires of our heart and the dreams of our mind. And I continue. And oftentimes, I was among you a lake among the mountains. I mirrored the summits in you and the bending slopes and even the passing flux of your thoughts and your desires. And to my silence came the laughter of your children in streams and the longing of your youth in rivers. We are reflections for one another. The way the old minds used to greet each other, my brothers and sisters, by simply saying, I am another you. We are reflecting to each other the desires of each other's hearts. And in us, the infinite mother herself, sees the emotions of her being, which is what pure intent is, lived in new ways. For we are each as a lens, and through us her light shines, casting new facets for her to examine, as each of our facets have been cut in a different way, and the colors that we reflect within our hearts reflect back to her things she herself knew not of. The way Shakespeare had said, "I, your looking glass, shall be, and reveal to you things that you yourself know not of." We are that to the mother. If we live authentically, with pure intentions, guided by these feelings within our heart, the vast man in whom you are all but cells and sinews, he in whose chant all your singing is but a soundless throbbing, it is in the vast man that you are vast, and in beholding him that I beheld you and loved you. In other words, as we move through our life and we are surrounded by the folly of man, seek the divinity within them, my brothers and sisters, and love that. And the more you see beauty, the more that intention manifests in your own life.
The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
You've been walking between the worlds with Al Mean. To learn more about Al Mean and the mystical keys of life, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
I read again from Gibran. Like a giant oak tree covered with apple blossoms is the vast man in you. His mind binds you to the earth. His fragrance lifts you into space. And in his durability you are deathless. You have been told that even like a chain you are as weak as your weakest link. This is but half the truth. You are also as strong as your strongest link. To measure you by your smallest deed is to reckon the power of ocean by the frailty of its foam. To judge you by your failures is to cast blame upon the seasons for their inconsistency. Aye, you are like the ocean. My brothers and sisters, let us take a look at the physical expressions that have become part of our being since August of 2006. For at that time, all illusion within the cosmos was solved. Has the mystery been solved? No. The mother watches with great interest, herself in the mirrors of her creation, to find new ways in which her purity of being can be expressed. The physical expressions that you can reflect to her as you manifest that portion of your life that is yours to create into a work of art are procreation and fertility. And in each instance, I will read the proactive, positive pole of this 12 sets of physical expressions first. If you envision this as a great wheel, not only throughout the cosmos, with 12 frequency rings pulsing each other, but it's also in the fields around your own body. For you are indeed most gloriously made. Man is the microcosm of the macrocosm, and it is upon his back that the future has truly pivoted. For he is the archetype, the prototype, and it is upon the earth where all growth begins. For she is the cradle of civilization. In being given the history of the Earth's cycles, in the book that was published earlier in 2007, called The Gift of the Unicorns, as well as the book that was a translation of the revelations of Isis, that will be completed at the end of 2007, called Opening the Doors of Heaven. The history of the planet is clear in that it is, in fact, the birthplace of life. The first planet materialized by the Infinite Mother and extremely dear to her heart. It is here where she has placed her prime creations. No greater diversity is found everywhere on Earth, but nowhere else in the cosmos. The fertility of the Earth and the ability to procreate our intentions on Earth is unique to man and this exquisite planet. Nowhere else in the cosmos is procreation and fertility as profound. The next pair of physical expressions is regeneration and purification. Change was linear until 2006 in August. We had to go through spirals of change. Transformation, which shed the old. Transmutation, which turned pain into wisdom. Transfiguration, which, when we achieved more light, transfigured the fields of our bodies, the chakras, our bodies itself eventually into immortality. And then the process was repeated over and over. Cycles therefore formed in our lives. The new growth, the new way of change, comes through purification and regeneration, with regeneration being the positive pole. In other words, we shed that which does not serve the joyous expression of our heart. An instant regeneration occurs. And now we have visualization and manifestation. It is through visualizing and keeping firm the visualization of that which is abundant and glorious and beautiful that we fan it with the warmth and the desires of our heart. Beloved ones, there is nothing wrong with wanting a life filled with joy and abundance and all things beautiful and glorious. For we are the heirs at the kingdom of the kingdom and not the servants at the gate. Thus, with joy and with gratitude and loving that which you envision and visualize, a profound chemical change takes place, an infinite potential manifests in our life. The fourth physical expression is orgasmic bliss and sensuality. There was a decision that had to be made, for you see, where we once were as a planet, we no longer are. And I have written about the journey of the Earth's ascension and how it has changed the doomsday prophecies in the book entitled Secrets of the Hidden Realms. The changes in the laws of the cosmos that took place in 2006 in August that changed the very nature of life is described in the Ring of Truth. My brothers and sisters, would we indeed want to forfeit, as we ascended upwards, the sensual qualities, the physical expressions? No. We should prize them. They are the impetus of the power of intent. Let them guide you, for they are the true authenticity of your core and being as a microcosm mirroring the infinite perfection of all that is. I feel so much love for my light family on Earth. Thank you for listening.